This is KERA News. I'm Lauren Silverman. The number of U.S. teenagers having babies has hit a record low, down to about 1 out of 45 young women. That trend, though, has not extended to certain parts of Texas. In some areas, the teen birth rate is much higher than the national average. To understand why teen pregnancy rates are high in some parts of Texas, you need to meet Jessica Chester.
Hey, how's it going?
Nice to meet you.
When Chester was in high school in a suburb outside Dallas, she wanted to become a doctor.
I was top of the class, full tuition scholarship to UTD. I was not the stereotypical girl someone would look at and say, oh, she's going to get pregnant and drop out of school. You know, I just wasn't.
But right before her senior year, Chester missed her period. She bought a pregnancy test and told her mom to wait outside the bathroom door.
Peed on a stick, and I saw both lines came up, and I didn't say a word. I just slid the test under the door. I had tears, and I remember just opening the door, and she was standing there with her arms out. And she just wrapped me up and hugged me, and I just cried, and, you know, she told me, it's going to be okay.
Chester's mother had also been a teen mom. So had her grandmother. In Texas, in 2014, about 35,000 young women got pregnant before their 20th birthday. Traditionally, the two variables most commonly associated with high teen birth rates are education and poverty. But a new study, co-authored by Dr. Julie DeCesar, shows those aren't the only factors at play.
So we basically removed poverty as a variable, and we did the same thing for education. And we found these 10 centers where their teen birth rates were much higher than would be predicted.
In the clusters that you found, a few were in Texas.
Lots of them were in Texas.
San Antonio, El Paso, Fort Worth, Dallas, all stood out as having alarmingly high rates of teen pregnancy. The Dallas and San Antonio areas, they had rates 50 and 40% above the national average.
You know, there's nothing more promiscuous about our teens. Our teens are not more likely to get pregnant than teens in other states.
Gwen DeVerth is CEO of the Texas Campaign to Prevent Teen Pregnancy. She says teens everywhere are having sex, and teen pregnancy is an issue of policy, not promiscuity.
What I mean by that is that we're not connecting high-risk youth with contraception services, and we're not supporting youth and making decisions to be abstinent. We just say that that is an approach that we want to take as a state, where other states have more progressive policies in place.
Other states, like California, which cut its teenage birth rate by 64% from 1991 to 2012. During a similar time period, the teen birth rate in Texas also fell, but by less, 56%.
And our state is the most restrictive state when it comes to accessing health care. And only us in Utah have a law that if you're already a parent, you are the legal medical guardian of your baby, but you cannot make your own medical decisions without the now grandma involved.
That means if you're an 18-year-old mom and want prescription birth control, in most cases, you have to get your parents' permission. Houston area State Representative Sarah Davis, a Republican, proposed legislation to change that, but it died in the State House. DeVerth says Texas has the highest rate of repeat teen pregnancies in the country. Just 3 months after Jessica Chester had her baby Skylar at the age of 18, she found out she was pregnant again. Those are her two boys, Skylar and Ivory, now 11 and 12, playing video games in the background. At the time, Chester was at UT Dallas with a full academic scholarship, double majoring in molecular biology and business administration. The education Chester never got, she says, was sex ed.
In hindsight, it's like, dude, like, what were y'all thinking? I was an 18-year-old. I came in 17 pregnant. Why weren't you all lining up the chart and showing me these are your options? This is how long this lasts. This is what we can do this in the hospital, you know, or at your first follow-up. Nothing.
Chester's high school in Garland offered abstinence-only information. According to a report by the liberal watchdog group, the Texas Freedom Network, the majority of school districts in the state only teach abstinence or don't offer any sexual education at all. Nicole Hudgens, with the socially conservative Texas Values Public Policy Group, supports abstinence-only education and says there are plenty of options for young moms who become pregnant.
There are so many places like crisis pregnancy centers that are able to help these girls that are in need.
Crisis pregnancy centers generally provide counseling and support for pregnant teens, but don't offer abortions or contraception. The cost of teen pregnancy in Texas is $1.1 billion each year.
And that includes the loss of economic income from the girls.
Again, Gwen DeVerth with the Texas Campaign to Prevent Teen Pregnancy.
One of the things we know is that 60% of teen parents will not graduate from high school, and only 2% will go on to graduate from college.
Jessica Chester falls into that 2%. She had to take out loans for daycare and leaned heavily on her mom and husband, but she graduated from UTD and works in community outreach. She doesn't regret anything, but sitting on her couch at her house in Garland, she admits it's tough.
A lot of my sorority sisters, they've gone through medical school, they're doctors now, and I'm so happy for them. But I can't lie, sometimes it's hard. You know, every graduation that comes around, I know that that's something that I always wanted to do. And it's hard because sometimes I do feel like a failure. Like I gave up on my goals and dreams, or I messed them up. And it's not that it was easy to make the decisions I made. But when I look at my children, I don't regret a thing. Even though through the tears, it may sound like I'm sad. I'm not sad. It's just the reality of knowing that my life is completely altered because of choices I made as a teenager.
Chester hears her boys laughing upstairs, wipes her tears, and she goes to cheer them on. She says teens, no matter their GPA or their family income, are going to have sex. And if they don't have access to education and contraception, they too will become teenage parents. Lauren Silverman, KERA News.